Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is up?
What's cracking?
We are back with the On The Fence podcast.
Love it.
Alex and...
Direct Dan.
Direct Dan in the spot. Dan, you've got a new turtle.
Oh my God, yeah. The new turtle is Yoshi. Do you know what? A lot of people have messaged me saying, that's not how you say it.
what do they think? How do they think?
Yoshi. Bruv, I'll say it how I want to say it, innit? Do you know what I mean? It's my turtle, right? I'll say it, and it's Yoshi, okay? So, yeah, congrats to the winner. I'm really sorry. Forgive me. I can't remember your name right now, but I feel like he's really going to appreciate the prize. It wasn't nice. Me that picked it. It was actually Sean and Freddie who picked the two names that they liked the most. And then I did a poll. And the one who got the most votes won. And the guy who won is like a BMX guy. And he's like, this is going to help me so much with my competitions. Da, da, da. So it's really sick that it's going to go to someone who's really going to actually appreciate it.
I like that throwback to the 90s as well with Yoshi. That's
Yoshi.
I would say Yoshi.
Yeah, yeah, I'd say Yoshi as well.
Yoshi. What's your Mario Kart pick? We're getting Mario Kart picks right now.
Do you know what? I always like an underdog. So I love Luigi.
Luigi?
Yeah, Luigi's
no
my
way.
Guy. Yeah,
I'm Bowser.
Really?
Just smashing just people out of the way the whole time.
Absolutely massive.
So, back on the Fence podcast. First announcement is our live show. Tickets are out now.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be big, man. It's going to be so sick. Like, I'm super excited about it. It's going to be so much going on. There's like comedy going on. There's special guests. I mean, obviously, people probably guessed who the guests are already. But,
yeah. We're trying to add more to the roster.
Yeah, yeah. It's gonna be fun, man. It's gonna be a fun night. It's gonna be a Q&A. Obviously, me and Alex are gonna be there. We're gonna do a bit of a podcast breakdown as well. Just like obviously, people who listen to podcasts will probably know what kind of stuff to expect. But hopefully, what will happen is people that don't necessarily listen to the podcast will come as well. And that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, because it's just gonna be like a wicked live performance as well. There's Axel Blake is a famous comedian. He'll be there. There's who else? Oh, obviously the other special guests who are probably from the circle too. Then we've got Q&A, and it's on the 4th of December at the O2 Islington in London. So get stuck in.
That's right. Day before my birthday as well. So if you want to bring me a cake or a present, I mean, you know, I'm not going to say no.
It's going to be so... Do you know how awkward it is when somebody sings happy birthday?
Oh, man.
Wait until the whole people... All 13 people that buy tickets will be there and they'll be singing happy birthday.
Yeah, so maybe don't sing, but if you want to bring like cake and that, yeah, mate, I'll happily munch that still.
Or any other birthday presents that you particularly like? Nudes. Mm.
Yeah. Nudes.
Moving on swiftly.
Yeah, literally.
Before we get down that alley again. So today we're going to talk about a topic that a lot of people discuss in their lifetime, and it is, once you finish school, once you finish university, is it better to go traveling for a bit rather than jumping straight into work?
Mm.
And the reason behind this is because, I'm not sure about yourself, I've traveled, have you traveled a bit?
A little bit. I mean, I could probably count how many countries I've been to on like maybe two hands. I think it's like maybe 6, 7, so not massively, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, do you enjoy it?
I do, but... I'm probably more of the work first, travel after person.
Nice.
So this is probably going to
be a good. That's a good mix.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've got a guest coming on today who has recently been traveling.
Yeah.
And that is my brother, James. And since traveling, he's put on a lot of weight. So we're going to try and fit him into the podcast.
Literally squeeze him in.
he's sat over there fuming right now. Okay, well, kicking off, where have you been? What's your best place?
So the countries I've been to, if I can remember, I've been to France, which is kind of like, you know, everyone's been to France because, you know, we're in England. It's not that far. I've been to Spain. I actually lived in Spain for a little while, for about 4 or 5 months.
Wow.
5 months, I think. I've been to Sweden.
Nice.
Randomly.
Mate, these are some unusual countries.
Nigeria, obviously.
Nice. Yeah.
That's where my family from, for people that don't know. America. My cousin actually lives in Maryland in America, but I mean, I've only met him like a couple of times. So I've been there too.
Wow.
Trying to think where else that I'm missing off the list.
Hayes and Harlington.
Yeah, I mean,
when the circle was shot, you being there.
It's far enough away. It's literally
it is long.
Where did I go recently? I feel like I went. Oh, I've been to Turkey as well, twice.
Oh, nice.
Actually. I've been to Turkey twice. I went to Turkey about three months ago, I think. And I went a couple of years ago as well. So yeah, about six or seven countries. I think there's one I'm missing, but I just can't think of it off the top.
I'm really interested in the living in Spain part.
That was a bit of a weird one. I'm a bit of a go with the flow kind of person.
Sure.
And I just quit my job at the time and I was living in my flat and I was bored and one of my friends had gone to live in Spain and he's like, it's amazing here. Why don't you just come here? I've got like my own villa, like I'm nice. Working at this bar and like my family like own stuff around here. So just come stay with me. I was like, all right, cool. The plan was to go there and just never come back. But
yeah.
It just kind of felt while I was there, I was just on like an endless holiday and it never ever felt quite like home.
Oh, I get
so
what you mean.
After
yeah.
a while, and plus it was like Marbella, it wasn't like Spain. When I say it's not like Spain, it's people
quite like
were
a,
English.
It's like an expat.
Literally everyone in Marbella was English. So it wasn't even like I was like, it's just in
that's what I was going to ask. Like, how did you get by when people like, do you remember when I spoke Spanish to you and that? Like, man, I'm the swell of Saturday.
You don't remember exactly what you said.
Yeah, because I say it all the time to like try and wind people up. So that's interesting. Like, the theory about never feeling like a work or like you can live there. Cause I had the same, I went to Australia and I lived there for like a year and a half and my job was teaching surfing and.
Random, yeah. Can you surf?
No. So this is the thing. This is the thing. All you needed is like the knowledge. So I can surf a bit, but I'm not that good, but you need the knowledge about like surfing to teach people. And then when they were surfing, you were basically swimming about, like pushing them into waves. You were never actually surfing yourself.
Right.
You're facilitating them surfing.
See, this is why in life, it's quite important that you get taught by the correct people. This is just when it comes to anything, because this guy cannot surf, yet he was teaching other people. Can you see where this might become an issue for you?
I'm trying to think of another situation where people have more knowledge and then they teach, but I can't. But yeah, obviously that for me.
It's like getting taught how to drive by someone who does not drive. It's never going to end well, is it really? Let's be honest.
Yeah, it's true. I've got the knowledge. Yeah.
I've seen people I've seen flipping Fast and Furious, so figured it out, mate. Driving instructor, slap it on the top
bold,
of his car.
Bold driving instructor, Vin Diesel style. So I used to skateboard down to work. Surf
it's
all
kind
day,
of like surfing.
And then skate home, yeah. But for me, I was just like, I've got to get a real job soon. You know what I mean? I've got to move home, grow up, get a real job. And then I moved from like doing that every day to commuting to London and sitting in an office. And I just had like the
How
worst.
How long were you in Australia?
Nearly 2 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you with Millie then?
No. This is just like after uni, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I did, this is my sort of life. I was like, I did school, uni, travel, work.
And what did you do at uni?
Politics.
Oh, yeah, because you did the Brexit thing. The
Brexit
day.
Video, yeah. And I, because I followed that format, I was always slightly confused at the people that went travelling before uni.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because
a lot of people take a year out, don't they?
Yeah. And I'm like, why restrict yourself to a year when you could, once you've done uni, you can go for as long as you want, right? Yeah. But looking back, I'd have probably stayed, not stayed in Australia. I've stayed in Australia for like a few months longer or like 6 months longer just to get that last little like,
because
before you know it, then you're back in
What made you choose Australia of all places?
It was a random one. It was just, I really wanted to do the surfing thing.
Yeah.
I'd worked on boats quite a lot growing up. I mean, so Cornwall. I was like, yeah, I could have gone to Cornwall.
Didn't have to go all the way to Australia to surf.
It's like, you know, it was like the, 1 second, Freddie's calling me.
Oh.
Freddie, babe, don't babe me. Yeah, so it was like, I could go to Cornwall or I can go to the other side of the world. And it's also like a freedom thing. I wanted to break away and get away from my parents and all that stuff.
Literally chose the furthest spot on the globe.
I did, on my own.
Really, probably wanted to get away. I think he's calling me. Oh, he's calling me now.
Oh, Freddie. Freddie, leave it out. Mate, you've got beats as well.
Yeah, mate.
That's a little remix.
My thing's banging.
Okay,
It's not the best time.
Yeah, Freddie Bentley interrupting the podcast, ladies and gents. He'll probably scream straight away once he picks up the phone.
He's already been a guest. We can't answer the call.
I know. Yeah, we can't answer it live. So, talk to me about your. So you went to school. Mm. Did you do uni?
I didn't do uni. I was a little bit different from the rest. I feel like I've put my phone off now. I feel like I always had the kind of idea in the back of my head that I always, for some reason, from quite an early age, I never felt like academic achievement was reflective of how well you did in life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And for that reason, I never, and I suppose despite the fact that my mum's a lawyer and she's very well studied and she's super smart and she's got her own branch, like her own practice. Jeez. And she obviously is very much pro education. I'm not saying that I wasn't for education. I just didn't see it as a gateway to what I was looking to achieve in life.
Sure.
So as soon as I had the opportunity to leave school, I did. I wasn't the most fantastically behaved child at school, believe it or not. But as soon as the opportunity came to just go and just do my own thing and be, you know, move out, get a car and just be my own person, I did that as soon as I possibly could. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to go out into the world, make a living and make money, and then I'll do what I want with that. I'll go traveling if I'm in a position to do so financially, rather than go to university. Because at the time, when I was kind of transitioning from school to work, I felt like a lot of people that I were a little bit older than me were always complaining about how they've gone to university and now they come out and they can't get a job.
Sure.
There was a lot of that. And I remember feeling like, well, I'm not an idiot. I'm not going to do the same thing. I'm not going to go to uni, study my ass off for the next year or two and then come out and flipping work in a sports shop.
Yeah.
Which is what I saw a lot of people doing. So I had gone out of... to be fair, I did like a year of college, but it's like a diploma in sport. So it's kind of like a bit of a loose qualification kind of thing. And then straight after that, I went into work in like a sports shop, JJB Sports.
Yeah.
And a lot of the people that worked underneath me, I worked my way into management quite quickly. And a lot of the people that were underneath me were like postgraduates.
And wow. And you're just like, well, I've just been...
Yeah, I've been here like just earning more money than you for all this time. And now you come out with debt as well. And I was like, well, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Because I feel that... Nowadays, the stigma of having a degree automatically getting you a job is gone.
Yeah.
Like the equality of opportunity is way more a thing now, both like gender, background, whatever it is. Yeah. And people are considering, and I was telling Trump, my brother's obviously sat over there, and I was trying to tell him when he was growing up, like, don't worry about what your degree is.
Yeah.
I don't have a degree in anything, camera, radio, nothing related. Look what we're doing now.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? Neither of us do.
And that's what I feel like. So... despite the fact that many people did go to university and study, and that's not to put a negative spin on anything they do. I admire that they've been able to be studious for that amount of time and then achieve something as a result. But it doesn't necessarily afford them more luxuries than it does me when I didn't go.
Mm.
And I always felt like it was more of a, it's not what you know, it's who you know that gets you in the positions in life. So I was like, well, let me just work on my people skills, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what steered me away from uni, I feel.
And very successful from that as well.
I guess so. I'm in the same position as people that went to university, for instance.
Yeah, so that's
kind of where my head was at the time.
Well, I mean, it's in some ways a better position because you've... I'm talking pre-circle, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got yourself like a one-bedroom apartment in central London. And you're surviving.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is very rare for anyone.
Yeah,
there's
a lot of people that ask me how I afford it. And I just think, well, I was an estate agent before. And every role that I've pretty much had, bar the retail job at the sports shop I just mentioned, it was a sales role. So it's kind of like if you aren't very good at sales, you literally don't earn no money.
Yeah.
You're on like worse than minimum wage. So I became quickly good at sales and therefore good at people. And then I just earned more money than, I suppose, average.
I guess it's one of those jobs like you get out what you put in kind of thing,
quite
right?
Literally. And I like the idea of that because I feel like I'm quite a hard worker.
Nice. That's awesome. Okay, so you're where you're at now.
Mm.
What is your view on going traveling now? 28?
Yeah, I'm 28 now. I'm literally 29 in like a few weeks. But that's what I feel like. So I feel like I would appreciate traveling more now.
Yeah.
I don't know whether I feel like I'm a little bit more mature in most ways in life. And I think like if I was to go traveling now, it would be perhaps less to exotic places and more to places where I'd like to understand the culture a little bit different.
See, yeah, I was about to say that. Yeah.
Rather than like going to Barbados and like chilling on the beach and
doing
whatever, I'd like to really go to places that are just so like that differ from us culturally.
Yeah.
Even places, whether that's in Europe or outside of Europe, I think outside Europe interests me quite a lot because there are just vast differences of how people live. Like I've heard of places where people like live in huts, but they've got like Wi-Fi.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean? So like, it's things like that. I just think that'd be quite sick.
100%. And I think like there's a big difference in the way I view traveling and the way like a lot of people view traveling. Like people come to me and be like, oh, I've just gone traveling to Thailand and it was sick. I got like fucked up all the time. It was mad. And I'll be like, Susan, you just got fingered in a bush at like a full moon party.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's not traveling. You went to a festival in like, I don't know, Prague or something.
Yeah, you've done like six months out there.
Oh, I went to Prague as well. I forgot that one.
Yeah. Oh, you've been to Prague?
Yeah,
sick.
Yeah. Sick. It was with my mum though, can I just say?
Yeah.
Like it was, and that, no, it wasn't like, it was just, my mum had a, like an event for being a lawyer. And then I went with my mum. We
okay,
there for like
nice.
3 days,
but Prague's so. Sick, though.
Yeah, it was fun.
I've never been. But yeah, it's like Thailand. Okay, fair enough. Some people do Thailand properly.
Mm.
But I don't see traveling as like going out there, drinking nail varnish every night for like £2. Like, oh my God, the drinks are so cheap. It's like, yeah, there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
And that's why you're so messed up the whole time. So for
me, experiencing the culture.
Yeah, it's like getting used to it. And I haven't done that properly yet. I've done Australia, but that's not like...
It's quite similar to our culture, yeah.
So I want to do like an India.
Yeah.
If I did an India or something like that,
I'd love
come
to
back
it.
Like... yoga style, just find my zen.
Slightly racist. But sure.
Didn't mean it in that way. Like people, India's the home of yoga, I think.
I'm not sure. Is that India?
It's definitely one of them.
It's definitely one of the Asian countries because that's not racist. Anyway, if you know where yoga comes from, DM us or tweet us and let us know where the origins of
yoga came from. I'm going to Google it.
You're going to Google it.
Yeah, as well. But yeah, please DM us if you know anything else. Yoga.
So besides Australia, where else did you...
Here we go. Yoga is a group of physical, mental, and spiritual practices that originated in ancient India.
Fair enough.
Boom.
I stand corrected. It's
from Hindus. Where else do I want to go? So I'd really like to do Latin America.
Mm, yeah.
I think that'd be cool. Like, go and shake my booty at like one of those carnivals that they have. You know, like those mad Brazilians.
Brazil, you're thinking the exact same place as me. 100%.
Where else? I need to do more of Europe. Like all of my friends from Australia and stuff are always like, you're missing out so much. Europe's on your doorstep.
It's so cheap as well. Like you can get like a return ticket to like pretty much anywhere in Europe for like £100.
Again, have you been to Italy?
I haven't yet.
You need to get down there.
Pizza.
You pizza machine.
I know, I do as well.
He's literally a pizza machine. You just ate a pizza 5 seconds ago.
Yeah, literally did as well.
If anyone follows Dan and it's at Danagram _ on Instagram, you've got to just follow this guy because he eats. Awful.
The funniest thing is I don't even actually post every time I eat pizza because it's quite embarrassing. Like, I post like every other time I eat pizza because if I post it every time I eat it, people will be like, this guy's sick.
Yeah. It's like, or Macca's.
That's another story in itself. I just need to... And the worst thing is I can genuinely cook, but it's just long. I just can't bother most times.
Mad.
Yeah, so I just eat pizza.
Okay. You're quite an exotic cooker, which ties into traveling again. I'd love to find out more about cuisine. Like I live in Brixton and jerk chicken and all that type of thing is a massive thing for me. I love it. So I'd love to do like the Caribbean, try some real like jerk chicken. It'd blow my head off because I've just got the worst like spice sense.
Even like there's so many, like even Africa, like I've been to one country in Africa. There's literally, I don't know how many countries there actually are, but there's a flipping lot. And even from one side of Africa to the next, there's so many cultural differences. Like, so yeah, Europe is the obvious one because we're right on our doorstep. And I feel like there's a lot more countries that I can explore. I haven't even been to Germany. I'd love to go to Germany.
Wow.
So yeah.
Lots of beer and sausages. They're genuinely, exactly. Is. Like I went there for a long period of time, spent a lot of time there eating, and it was like beer and sausage every night. So now's the time, I think, that we should bring on my brother James, who is recently travelled Route 66 across the whole of America. He's just arrived back. And I would say I was probably like a big catalyst in pushing him to go traveling. So now we have James.
Hello.
My brother, he's here. So, I mean, we just paused for a wee break, but James is...
That wasn't a small one, by the way. That was like a literal urine break.
Stop for a wee break.
Just for the Scottish listeners, we weren't talking about the size of the break.
My dad'll bar your dad.
You love that.
That's my favourite Scottish thing.
We also had to move the table out a bit for me to fit in.
Yeah, squeeze.
So James, tell us what's been going on in your life recently.
So I've just graduated from university, and between my grad job starting in February, I decided to do a bit of travelling. I was thinking about different places to go, and obviously I was just over there, so overhearing the podcast about Asia, South America, but I decided to go to North America, which isn't really, people don't really think you're experiencing much sort of culturally there, but it was really good. So I did from Chicago all the way down to LA via road trip on Route 66.
Mad thing.
Mad, including like Vegas and stuff, right?
Yeah, I left that out on purpose because that's something I want to strip from memory. No, Vegas, Vegas as well, and San Francisco.
How long were you gone for?
About a month.
Oh, wow.
A bit. So a lot, I came back, broke, a lot heavier and tired. So
who'd you go with? Did you go on your own?
No, so I went with my, pretty much my best mate from university who I've lived with for 3 years. And I thought that, we'll get on to it later, but I thought that I'd learned everything about him. But it turns out, through traveling with someone for 4 weeks and sharing the same hotel room and sitting in the car together for
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That, like 4,000 miles, you learn a bit more.
What was like some weird things you learned about your friend when you were traveling with him like across America? Because you were driving for like...
We were driving for a long time. When we first started, we got to the car hire place, which... Just shows how sort of the regulations are different out there. And we're like, right, so where's our car? What car do you get? And they're like, I'll just choose any car. So literally from like small sized SUV to massive, big monster trucks to sports cars, they're like, choose whatever you want, just drive out. We're like, okay. So look around for ages and we decided to choose a proper redneck 4x4 pickup truck.
That's jokes.
And like two of the most English guys are rolling. Hello, sir.
Well, he's not. Your friend. Wait. So your friend's from Zimbabwe.
Yeah. But he's grew up in London.
The weirdest accents.
really?
Combined ever. Like, James is really posh, as you can hear. And then he's like, hello, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, you can tell we're foreigners. On first glance, oh, these guys are American. They've got a Missouri number plate with a 4x4 pickup truck. And all of a sudden, it's like, hey, bro, do you know where we're going? And I'm just like, oh, sorry, chap.
It must have been so confused.
Yeah, literally, everyone was confused. So we were going through some of the weirdest things we were going through. We were going through some small... Have either of you seen Friday Night Lights?
The American football one, right?
Yeah, the... Do you know, like...
I thought that was a mixtape. I thought that was J. Cole. Yeah, no.
Like, have you seen any of those American, like, girl next door movies?
Yeah.
Go into the small towns, yeah, and they have a football team, and that's all they care about.
That sounds like the dream.
So we were going through these towns, and they'd never, ever met someone from England before. And they couldn't even... So we're in this gift shop, and they're like, oh, so where are you guys from? And he was like, Zimbabwe. And she basically had a massive map behind her of all the different places where people had visited.
Oh, yeah.
And they were pinning them. And he was like, oh, I'm from Zimbabwe. And she just turns around with his pin and just stares at the map for a while. And is just like, so where's that? And just had no idea. And he was just trying to, like, we're quite far away. He was trying to be like, oh, no, just south of Africa. No, above South Africa, to the right. Like, it was just going on for ages.
So this is one thing that you should bear in mind when you're traveling with people, is like, you find out things about
relationship.
Yeah, like, your relationship is so different. If you're with a girl, if you're with like your girlfriend or boyfriend, that's gonna be hard because of everything that goes on. There's loads of different temptation, there's all sorts of things. But James was out there with one of his best mates, and you found out some things about him, didn't you?
Yeah.
Like, he discovered mindfulness on his trip. Right, according to James. Tell the story.
As a concept. So, yeah, go on.
Not mindfulness as a concept. So he's quite a spiritual guy. So he believes in the spiritual things, and he's a big fan of the environment, which are all good things. And he's also a vegan, which I'm pretty certain is illegal in America.
Yeah.
Especially in the Midwest.
Especially
in the Midwest. And so we're going through some proper cowboy ranches and going to some massive steak houses. And he'd sit there looking at the menu for a while, like, I'm going to break my sort of vegan ways here.
Yeah.
Then going for like the £32 steak or whatnot. But yeah, he's a very spiritual guy. And there was a few things. I knew this throughout uni, but I didn't realize how big this got and how. And it's good because it helps him out, and like, there's loads of sort of scientific reasons to do...
Stop fluffing, just get to the point.
To do meditation and stuff like that. But there'll be a few moments where, like, we'd stop off for a pee break on the road, on the side of the road, in the middle of the desert. And I'd be sat in the car for a while. And then I'd be like, where's the driver? Where's my friend? And I'd look around, I couldn't see him. And I saw him like kneeling down by a cactus.
What, praying?
This is what I thought. I was like, and I was proper sketched out because this is scorpion territory. So I was like, trying to sort of check the environment as I was walking along. But I get out of the car and I'm like, mate, what are you doing? And he's just full, like, kneeling down, hand in the desert. And I'm trying to work out what it was. And I was like, I thought he was tying his shoelace at first.
Yeah.
But he comes back in the car and I was like, I saw what are you doing there, mate? And he was like, oh, I was just grounding. And I was like,
what is ground? What's grounding?
What's grounding? And it's basically something to do with ions in your body. But if you touch floor or nature.
No, mate, I've already lost interest. What are you talking about?
Dan, have you ever grounded yourself? You should try it.
No.
Definitely. So, but apparently it's a thing. So he grounds himself sometimes, you know, just touching trees and touching the desert. And
maybe it makes him feel like one with nature or
something. He tried to touch a cactus at once, but it hurt. So he decided not to do that.
Genius.
Well, that's interesting. And then, so have you been to America, Dan?
Yeah, but it was quite a while ago. I think I was about 15-ish.
I can imagine you loved the food. I've been to an American diner with you recently and that got a seeing too.
Yeah, I do. I do. Do you know what I like about America? Or what I did like about it was the portions. That's what I did was the portions.
Yeah.
They were massive. Yeah.
It's like, for you, that's just like a normal size
meal. My God. I remember going to like McDonald's or something and you could get like a proper, there's like a triple XL size or something like that. And really? I was like, yes.
So we were going through Texas. You would have absolutely loved this. And there was this thing called the Big Texan. Mm. And if there's £72 steak, which is I don't even know.
What, not in price, in weight, right?
Oh, yeah, weight. They do like 72 lb steak.
Wow.
Yeah.
And if you get to do it, it costs $70. But if you do it in an hour, you get it for free.
No way.
So I reckon you could do it.
I'd fuck that.
No, Strongy did though.
Oh.
Well, he did it.
What, the vegan?
Yeah,
What, you mean the vegan ate the entire steak? It's like an hour, wow.
Yeah, so I forgot to mention
something
this.
Fundamentally wrong with that.
I forgot to mention this, though. As
what's his name, Sean?
We love
I'm dead. Sean does that too. Yeah. Shout out to all the vegans that eat meat when they want.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention this, and this will probably cause controversy amongst the vegan community, but he's a flexi vegan.
Wow.
So if he fancies if he fancies a Five Guys, he will have it. But he does it more for environmental.
So he tries to reduce his impact on the environment by reducing the amount he eats, but then once he gets to Texas and gets the opportunity to eat 72
pounds. That's like being celibate. And like being like, yeah, no, I'm celibate, but obviously if something falls in my lap, I'm going to leave. Who am I to refuse?
If something falls off a balcony on me.
It's just like, yeah, literally. If someone just happens to like, you know.
No names.
That's from
the
show, isn't it? That reference.
No, not at all.
Somebody on
the show. It was Scotty and Hannah. Shout out to Scotty and Hannah.
Didn't she say she would fall off the balcony onto his
top? And he said, yeah, you something about landing.
Oh, I need to watch this back. Jokes, yeah. Man. But yeah, so what's the craziest thing you saw whilst travelling? To finish on, what's the craziest thing you saw whilst travelling? And what's the craziest place?
Oh, that's...
Out of the whole of America.
Probably the craziest thing, not in terms of like, oh my God, that was... But the one thing that is just so... sort of mental and to get your head around is the college sports out there. So we watched a college football game in Oklahoma, and the stadium had a capacity of 104,000 people.
What?
Like bigger than Wembley.
Wow.
And there was 90,000 people in attendance to just watching student athletes.
That's ridiculous.
Do their thing.
That's mad. I feel like you might have gone to uni if there were sports there.
Oh yeah, 100%. If I was if like that yeah, level, yeah, 100%. Obviously, like if I didn't get injured, I'd be playing for Arsenal. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Dan had a catastrophic injury when he was in playing for Arsenal reserves, and he couldn't play again.
Do you know what I'm saying? So it's just one of them things.
You know? Are you good at football? Like genuinely?
Do you know what's really funny? Before I went into the circle about a week or two before, just randomly. Joined this football team, went training, and I haven't played football for quite a number of years, but I genuinely did used to be quite like, very good actually.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that because I've not played for a number of years, I'm actually shit now.
Oh, wow. Who knew?
So, but unfortunately, is I found this out at the same time as this brand new football team that I was trying to impress, that I'm now shit. So like, I was like trying to do all these things that I've always done, like for how many years, and like I was just spooning shots, like trying to do step overs, kicking the ball like, out of play, like it was just absolutely horrendous. And obviously it was traumatic, so I just don't play. I just say that I'm good, or I used to be good.
Yeah.
I just don't kick ball anymore.
Yeah, but I feel like once you get to our age, you know, like when you're in school and you tell people you're good at football, you get found out quite easy that you're not.
Yeah.
But here, it's very rare.
Yeah, you're not going to like test me, put me to the test.
And you've got different groups of friends that you can lie to.
To be fair, on the circle, I genuinely, what I didn't realise, obviously I didn't know Freddie was gay. There was a kick-up challenge, which you obviously wouldn't have known about because you were in the girls' chat.
Oh,
it was a guys' chat, and it was like, we got a box of stuff, and there was a plastic football in there.
Oh, wow.
And it was like, who can do the most kick-ups? I think Freddie came up with the game, and I was like, cool. So I did it, and I think in my like maybe second or third try, I did like 70 or something like that.
No way.
And I was like, ha, or like 74. I was like, ha, 74, no one's going to beat that. And then Freddie was like, oh, I just did 76. This time, I didn't know he was gay. I just thought, obviously,
he was
someone that he was like a straight lad. And he's kicking a ball in his picture. Like, I thought he was proper out about football. So I just assumed he was telling the truth. He's like, oh, I did 76. And I was like, oh, shit. So I genuinely got the ball and did like over 100 kick-ups with this plastic ball in my flat. Genuinely.
Wow.
And then I was like, yeah, I did 105 or something like that. And then like the game just like ended or something. And I was like, oh.
But all that was shown on TV was this, you being really gullible, that he was like, I'm going to do 76, and you're just like, you're just so destroyed. You're like, oh, damn it. Get your ball, and all we see is you starting again, and then it just cuts to a different, completely different
That's
show.
That's what I mean, literally.
I was fuming in the show, because this happened multiple times. Like, the dominoes thing.
There was no winner.
no, that people were counting dominoes and just saying, yeah, I did 409.
Yeah.
Just counting the dominoes out of the box, whereas I was actually trying to line them up. I was just getting played the whole time. Yeah. It was a stitch up. That's the craziest thing was college sports. What's your craziest place? Was it Vegas? Oh, Vegas. It must be.
Vegas is...
Have you ever been, by the way?
Yeah. I went with work, but not on a jolly like him. You're only there for 24 hours.
I was there for 24 hours, and that's all you need. Literally, 24 hours, and then you just get out. Otherwise, people get stuck
trapped.
There, and you see it. Yeah, you're trapped. You can't even get... The major thing that's really annoying is that, and Alex will tell you this as well, is that you can't get between hotels. So you see, have you heard of like...
Oh, it's like a desert.
No, it's like, what James means is you can't get... If you see like... If you're at A and you're trying to get to B and B's just across the road.
Yeah.
You've got to go through all the hotels to get there and it's just like casino after casino after casino. Then you can't cross the road or anything because it's just like a motorway down the middle.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
And so, even in the hotels, there's like a little... They have signs.
Yeah.
They're like, so say you're in the Bellagio and they're like, oh, you want to go to the Venetian? They're like, Venetian this way. And just like... coincidentally, you just walk straight back through the casino again
to get where you're.
I'll have a little game over here.
Yeah.
And they kept saying to me, they kept being like, oh, yeah, so it's, I'll be like, how do I get out of this place? They'd be like, just down there on the left. And I'll just end up in another casino. Like, bro, are you kidding me? Like, I don't have any money. Leave me alone.
Genuinely, it's a motorway, or they call it freeway, through the central. So we were stood opposite the fountains. We wanted to see this fountain show, and we were stood on the other side of the road to the fountains for ages. It took us genuinely about 45 minutes to get to that same position over there. We walked all the way down and had to cross and then come all the way back and then go through a casino and come back out. But other than that, it's a lot of fun, and there's a lot of things to do. We played some
I bet there's lots of things.
We played
it
some
was very fun.
We had a driving range. We did a driving range.
What about gambling? Did you gamble?
No, I don't gamble.
Do you not at all?
Liar. And
there's gamble down again. Sorry, yeah.
I think he's a liar.
No, I don't.
You didn't gamble?
No, I don't. I don't like gambling.
What do you mean didn't like
he
it?
He does. I can tell by the tone of his voice. And then what was the... and what about the females out there? Because I've heard there's lots of... Vegas is known for like strippers and things like that. Did you indulge?
No, I didn't indulge, but it's very difficult to...
I'm glad
it's
you
very
said no.
Difficult to...
Gonna tell mom.
Yeah. and my girlfriend.
Whoops.
And no, I didn't indulge, but it's very difficult to sort of know what's what, whether they're just civilians or whether they're a professional... workers.
You can tell the civilians have their clothes on, mate.
Professional workers. That's something. That's a new one. I mean, I think the correct term is prostitutes. But I mean, if you want to call them professional workers, sure.
And then he's like the civilians. Like it's some sort of army. Military pursuit.
I would have preferred to interact with civvies, but sometimes. Yes.
General members of the public.
But yeah, no, that was a mental place. Not one that I'd go back, apart from, unless you're having a bachelor party anytime soon.
No. Not yet.
Sorry, Millie. No.
But so on with America, if you could change it, would you have gone somewhere else instead now you've been there?
Good question.
That is a really good question. In America or anywhere?
No, anywhere. No, if you
would have chosen somewhere else now that you've spent the money and been there?
I think I would change it to, as you were saying, somewhere that's a bit more cultural, like South America or Asia, because now I've done America, you spend it, it's very overpriced, it's sort of, there's not much to do there culturally, apart from we saw like the most spectacular thing we saw with the Grand Canyon. That was just the most beautiful thing in the world. But South America, Asia, get a bit more culture. Like live in...
Something just really different from us.
Yeah.
Because I suppose America, just generally speaking, like greater America, is just kind of like somewhat similar to somewhat, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like us with...
It's like similar... Yeah, exactly. It's like us, but everything's bigger, like pretty much. Do you know what I mean?
It's like everything's kitted out for hundreds of thousands of people. It's like, we'll just build a city here. It's just... The thing about America is like... The country is so simple in a way, because it's like, oh, you want to go to that city? I would just build a road. So it's just road. Like here, there's loads of roundabouts.
Yeah.
When you're driving across America, it's just one road.
Yeah, the whole way.
And you just stay on this road. And then every city you get to, it must, I don't know, population of 50,000 people, but it's built to withstand, just in case, half a million people. And everything's so excessive. The sports bars, you can't even see. It's like 1,500 screens everywhere.
Yeah.
No, so it's England.
On steroids
with a lot more people.
We've got quite a big like US listener base, I've discovered from looking at the things.
Are we really?
So apologies if anything, if any of this offended you in any way.
I mean,
sorry.
I love America.
Yes.
Okay.
Yay, America.
Yeah. Woo, America.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I was hoping that we'd get that reference. Okay, so we're coming up to time on this, but Dan, if you could go anywhere, where would you go right now?
That's a good question.
Right now and why?
I think it's been mentioned already, and maybe this is because I've not looked on the map enough or I've not spoken to enough people, but one place that I keep hearing over and over again is Thailand.
Yeah.
I keep hearing Thailand repetitively. Like, I've heard that it's really cheap there. I've heard that it's very culturally different. But I had a friend like a few years ago that I used to work with, and his mum bought a place out there, but she would work in England for 6 months, save, and then go and live in Thailand for 6 months.
Wow.
But she'd live like really well. So yeah, I think Thailand would be quite sick. Like you said, I just want to go somewhere and experience something that's really culturally completely like different to ours.
Yeah, that's interesting. Mine would be India.
Yeah.
Genuinely, like, would be. I know we had a joke about it earlier, but it would be because I think it's as far away from anything I've ever experienced before. Mm. And I don't even like Indian food. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, I'd love to go over there and like have to eat it.
Find something that you actually do like in their cuisine.
Yeah, because apparently the UK obviously is not, like the food over here isn't.
Proper Chinese. Yeah, I've heard that as well.
Yeah, proper Indian or whatever. Yeah. So, because I can only stomach a korma and that's about it.
I've always wanted to go to Leeds.
You've never actually been.
No, I've never been to Leeds. I think
did we go to Leeds?
No, we went to Manchester. Yeah.
I think culturally, that's something to explore.
We're definitely going to get backlash.
Is that the same?
Listen, you're all northern.
Apologies, we haven't been north of the M4 before until Manchester.
Yeah,
but it was good.
I'm going to Scotland soon.
Oh no!
Swear down. The 20 like something of December, I'm going to Scotland.
No way.
Charity event. It's going to be big. So
wait, let me just double check. I'm going to Edinburgh as well.
Are you actually?
In a few weeks. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's like a few weeks. So you'll be.
Oh
like,
no, you're there way later. Yeah, you're there.
Yeah,
way
I'll be
later.
Like 20 something. I think it's like 22nd or something.
Yeah.
Like
that. I'm excited 8th. To cross Hadrian's Wall.
Adrian?
Yeah, who's Adrian?
what's
Adrian? Who's Hadrian? Actually?
Hadrian's Wall. It's like, it was a wall across
the
dividing.
Whole of the top of England Scotland border.
Really? Yeah. There's a wall that, in what, like flipping.
There used to be like, you know, like in Game of Thrones?
No. Oh. I ain't watched that shit.
There used to be an actual wall. It wasn't that size, but there was a wall, and I don't know. I think it got knocked down.
Yeah, it's now about knee height. So it's not
step over it, man.
Yeah. Anyway, this has got very carried away. Okay, on the fence or not, traveling before work.
I think I'm still of the same opinion, if I'm honest. I think I still like it the way around I've done it. I've kind of traveled here and there. If I now at this point was to travel for the next 2 or 3 months, I'm in a position to do that. And I can do that with a friend. I can do that with someone that I'm involved with romantically or whatever. And it won't impact my life so much. Whereas I feel like if I did it earlier, I maybe wouldn't even appreciate it as much as I would now. So I'm of that opinion.
And I feel that I would have liked to be able to travel without giving myself the pressure of thinking I would have had to go back to a proper job.
That's my point.
And think that now for the rest of your life, once you get a job for the rest of your life until you're 65, you're probably going to be working every day.
Yeah.
That's what I thought at the time.
Yeah.
And that was a weird thing to have. So I think I would never change. I've got no regrets, and I would definitely recommend everyone to travel at some point in your life. I don't think when matters that much though, unless you want to get fingered in the bush like Susan.
Yeah.
That's when you're young. Susan. That's when you're young. Big up Suze.
Big up Susan.
Shout out your Instagram, Dan.
The Instagram is Danagram. I've actually changed my Twitter. So my Twitter handle is no longer Dan Tweets.
Oh.
Number 4. It's on suggestion of a friend. And she said, you should try and make them uniform. So I've tried to do that. So my Instagram is Danagram_@the_end. And my Twitter is now Danagram underscore at the end.
Nice. And I'm Alex Hoban, H-O-B-E-R-N, on all platforms. James. Please buy tickets to the show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Obviously, come to the show, innit? Like, bro, like, buy some tickets.
Yeah. On our Instagrams, there's links to it everywhere. Just get, jump on.
Yeah, 100%.
And I'm James Holborn, H-O-L-B-O-R-N-E.
Don't be a dick.
That's not how you spell it.
I don't have social media.
No, yeah, you do.
He does. His name's James Hoban.
I'm James.
He's
Hoban.
Just being awkward.
He doesn't want followers. Everyone follow him.
Everyone send him nudes. He's got a girlfriend.
Yes, everyone send him.
Please then, I'll get a lot of trouble. I'll cost me a lot of money.
All right, I'm cutting this off before it gets out of hand. Peace.
Thanks.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.